Are you ready to rumble?
How about
you go for it, Ray?
Welcome to Super Bowl
Super
45.
Is it 45?
No.
That was 51.
It is BSL 45.
Oh, where?
Welcome to Bite Size Lemons, episode 45.
Well, this is great. So nobody can hear what I'm saying.
Why? Oh, God.
Welcome to episode 4. Wow.
Welcome
to episode 45 of Bite Size Lemons.
Episode.
A nerdy podcast where we talk about sports, sport
and
rules,
sports players,
sport players.
People who are really good at the sports.
Happy Super Bowl, John.
Happy Super Bowl,
whatever that
guy
means.
It's the
Superman Bowl.
Yeah. It's where a bunch of superheroes fight each other to the death in a pit.
Superhero showdown.
Yeah.
You know what it really is?
What?
You're mistaken.
Episode 45 of BSL.
Well, it's also that. But the Super Bowl is when Superman goes in a Panera bread and he wants to get a bread bowl with soup in it.
Yeah.
But that's just, it's
but
not cutting
like,
it.
Look here, Superman. You can eat steel. Why don't you just do that and save the food for the children
he said,
around the world?
How about you give me the Superman bowl?
And then he gets punched in the mouth by Panera worker.
And Panera worker breaks his hand. Sue Superman.
Dollars are made.
Anyway, so Super Bowl.
False god, Superman.
That's a thing. Oh, God. Roast 'em, toast 'em is a thing that we do on this podcast.
Yeah, it is. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, so episode 45. 45 is Vile Plume.
Yep.
Who is roasting before I start saying things?
I am roasting Vileplume because I had to say good things about Gloom last time.
Oh, which was a tough one.
Which was rough.
You were like,
ow.
All right, I'll play with the rubber band then. So you were like, hey, Gloom, I hate you. Dang it.
Dang it.
All right, so Vileplume. I guess I'm roasting. I mean, I'm toasting,
yeah.
Right?
Roast them, toast them. So.
All right, I got to get pumped.
All right, ready?
Whoa.
Let's do some leg workouts and some finger workouts.
So we just got back from a 45-minute workout.
Yep.
45. Vileplume, let me tell you something. You are inspirational.
Wait a minute. You're roasting.
No.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wait, you go first then.
What?
Wow, after 45 episodes, we have just nailed it.
Okay.
Roast them, toast them. You roast them.
All right, okay, so... all right, word. I need to get bumped. Hold on.
It's only been the best part of a year.
Okay, Vileplume, I think you're pretty terrible.
Wow.
You're like a toad from the Mario series, just Wrecked. Nastier. And also, your voice is way too high-pitched in all of the shows. And also, your shiny looks like a bloody nose booger. And,
ew.
why do you look like you want to end... multiverses. I don't know. But you do. So, boom, roasted.
Boom, roasted.
Hmm.
So, here's the deal, Vileplume. I think you are just adorable. I think that you have seen so much nonsense throughout your existence. First as a little happy oddish, then through your moody teenage years. You escaped them to become the beautiful flower that can end lives that you are now.
Good.
There's nothing vile about you except that plume, which you use to enact doom on people.
Actually kill people.
Yeah. So you're actually pretty sweet. You got some pretty good stats. One of my fave Gen 1 pocket monsters. Enough said.
Enough.
You have been toasted.
Said. You have been toasted.
John, you know what we do after roast 'em, toast 'em.
Definitely not what I'm doing right now.
We yeah, that's for sure.
that's
we watch the Super Bowl, all of them in order. It's kind of like when you do a Star Wars marathon. You're going to go see the new one. You want to watch all of them first.
Yeah. You want to watch all of the Super Bowls.
But we do it in the way we do 27 through 51.
We and would then actually
one
die.
Through 26, just like, you know, our parents watched
it. Yeah, there we go.
John, we're about to have a reading out of The Essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD.
What would Palkia Dingus?
So, what would Palkia Dingus? That is a good question.
That is the question.
We'll be back next week with the answer. It's actually, what would Pikachu do?
No, so
sorry
close.
About that.
Dang it.
Yeah, you'll get it one day.
One day.
Crying don't help. I already tried that. Who said it?
May.
Wow, that is sexist.
What?
Meowth.
It's
the cat, obviously.
What's great is the fact that also
he's in a London fog.
Yeah, he's just sitting there having a good time.
The drink. He's inside a London fog.
The drink that somebody asked you what it was.
Well,
remember that
there you
one
go.
Time.
Wait. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think I was the worst.
What's up, Sean?
Wait, who's Sean? Oh, that's Sean. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. What up, my man?
My man.
He's actually not terrible.
No,
I apologize, Sean, for my vulgar statements if you're listening.
We should get Nathaniel on here, the superior being to all humans.
To all humans, all of them.
So we've got some
Please
some
don't steal
fat
my friends.
What?
Please don't steal my friends, you who are listening.
Who?
The world.
Oh.
They all know their names now.
Yeah, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
The one,
the
only.
One. He is superior.
The superior being. Everyone
superior
prays to him.
Nathaniel.
Anyway, so we've got some fat news wedge because we were out for a week
wedge.
Last week.
All of them.
Is this season 3?
Not yet.
No, it's not. Well, it technically should be.
Oh, well.
I think 43 should have been our... We'll do 50.
We'll do 50.
We'll do 50.
We'll make it to 50.
Get pumped!
Get everyone...
Attica! Bringing that back. All right, so we got some news wedge.
All right.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, man.
All right, Beyonce is pregnant with twins.
Okay.
All right, moving on. People are losing their minds about it.
It's like...
Doesn't she have two kids already? Like, why did you not... Maybe they did freak out. I don't remember.
Well, I don't know. It's just like... People get pregnant.
It's true.
Thing.
Sometimes with twins.
Sometimes with twins.
Sometimes they birth those twins.
Yeah.
Sometimes those twins grow up.
And sometimes they're not colony bees. They're actually just human beings.
Human beans? Human beans.
Human beans.
Delicious. All right, Knuckles died this week.
Knuckles. Actually, there was
actually
one guy.
He didn't. It wasn't a guy. It was the official Sonic the Hedgehog Facebook page.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So someone posted
a picture of
how old is Knuckles?
Oh, okay.
And it says 16 years old.
Average life of an echidna.
He's also 16 years old. And it shows this guy crying. And someone said, is this true? Sonic the Hedgehog official commented on it.
Good.
He said, Knuckles is alive and well, as he's not an ordinary echidna. His time on Angel Island with the Mastered Emerald has made him quite resilient to something like the extinction of his species.
Oh, no.
And the last lines is, meme magic keeps him strong.
I just assume that, like, there's...
Intern.
Yeah, an intern or... Wait, is Sega even a company anymore?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I would be embarrassed to call myself a company.
Aww.
Okay, well, rip again.
Sega, if you're listening, we're happy to do a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Tai the Tasmanian Tiger has been remastered for Steam.
Good.
I grew up on that game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have no idea what that game is.
It is hilarious.
I saw it for a little bit, and I was like, well, this is weird. Never remember playing this as a child. And then I went back to, like, viewing popcorn on my Google Images.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. As you do.
Yeah.
You are literally never not. John, put the Google Images of popcorn down.
Dang it. I can't not do this. It's my life blood and butter.
It's my life butter blood.
Butter blood.
Ooh, yucky.
Yucky.
So tie the Tasmanian Tiger.
Like cut yourself and then just like...
Butter oozed out?
Yeah, butter pooed out.
Pooed out? Just bleh. Was that a mispronunciation of poured, or you just went for pooed?
I just went poured, pooed.
Pooed.
Yep.
That's gross.
Like stummy.
Someone made a, like, you know the mean tweets that Jimmy Kimmel or someone does?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Someone talked about John Goodman.
Good.
And it was like, the butter at popcorn is John Goodman's blood.
Good.
It's like, oh.
Good.
That's back when he was like 600 pounds. he's a slim man now. Anyway, Ty the Tasmanian Tiger is why I'm obsessed with...
Tigers. You're obsessed with home makeover.
Yes, with exactly. That guy named HGTV. Tig. No. Australian culture. Oh. I listen to, like, all Australians.
I, for some reason, thought you were going to say Australian cults.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Australian cults.
You know the Australian cults, the Weekly Planet, Do Go One podcast.
Good. Shout out.
I love those guys. I love them. Another thing from my childhood. This is just kind of like my childhood.
Fair.
News Wedge Week for some reason. A full Metroid prequel has been made by fans.
I don't think you understand. That is also part of my childhood.
Really?
Because I was friends with Sean. And Sean played a lot
of it. The same Sean from aforementioned conversation?
The aforementioned London Fog Sean.
That's the man.
Yes.
People are narrowing it down.
Don't
Soon they will
steal
have him pinpointed.
My friend Sean. Don't take him away.
Take him away.
Take him away.
Do not play.
Don't know how to play.
Yeah, so they made a Metroid prequel.
Good.
And it was pretty rad.
Nice. I'm looking forward to new Metroid games that aren't the other M and aren't like weird space robots in space. Space robots in space. There was that one Metroid game that came out for the 3DS and it was like, hey, this is the new Metroid game.
Oh, and we were like, yeah, like the arcade Metroid.
Yeah,
yeah, it was terrible.
We were like, what are you doing? Stop.
We don't want this.
We want our first-person shooter back.
Yeah. Or third-person shooter.
Was it third-person?
Well, originally, because, you know, it was the little 1D...
Oh, that was a side-scroller.
Yeah, side-scroller. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Anyway.
Third-person side-scroller. First-person side-scroller.
What does that even look like?
Just looking at a wall.
Good.
And you have to anticipate what's ahead of you.
It's like that screensaver where you just go into the brick walls and it's always a dead end.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
pitched
my
over
career
and over.
Path right now.
What?
It's kind of like my career path right
oh,
now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Well, all right. Pokemon Duel.
Yeah. Okay, so this game is super... I don't know. It's kind of gimmicky, but...
Strategic.
It's strategic. It's like Pokemon chess.
Yeah.
With luck involved. It's like Pokemon checkers. It's...
That's true. It is like, because there's strategy and then there's also chance.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I didn't think about that. Which I like a lot. And as of recently, I found out that you can actually battle against your friends.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
You can create a page or whatever.
Yeah. And so you just go into, and you can battle against your friends if you're sitting next to them. And so I've been doing that a lot. And shout out to Casey Hurley. Because he, you can steal him. That's fine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Take that, Casey.
Because he's beaten me twice in this game.
Oh.
And I beat him the first time that we played, and then he beat me twice last Thursday. I was like, Casey, you're dead to me.
Wow. You can take him.
You can take him. Anyway, that game's super fun.
It's pretty good.
You're able to get some pretty powerful Pokemon right off the bat, so you're not just playing with, like, Rattatas.
Well, I am still, because the game keeps crashing.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was going to say, is, like, the bad thing about it is that it definitely is very limited on support right now, and so it's having a lot of bugs. But the concept of the game is great. I really like the mechanics of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun to get on to online matches, and then they'll like try to set up their board, and I'll just beeline to their goal and win.
I know.
Like,
that's
like,
hilarious.
And get wrecked. Like, sorry, guys.
Well, I played a couple games. Austin was telling me about it. I watched a game where Austin played, and he had 1 second left for his turns.
Good.
And he won.
Yeah.
Like, pretty amazing. But you can, if you block off their spawn zones, that's it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious to me. I think that's very funny.
You're like, ha ha ha, I win. But then you have to like sit there for like 5 minutes for them to run out of time.
Well, yeah.
Which sucks. Oh, well.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, it's pretty good. Besides the fact that it's not solidified yet, it's not perfect software.
Right.
Right. But it's a pretty good game.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like
the
idea.
I'm looking forward to it becoming a little bit better. I want to see a bigger board mode or something like that. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
But I really like the concept of the game.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it too. It's not taken off like Pokemon Go, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the thing is that like Yu-Gi-Oh came out with something for the phone. Pokemon has Pokemon Go, but it now has this, which is more like competitive, like battle against each other kind of things.
Have you tried the Yu-Gi-Oh one's not out yet, right?
I think it's coming out here soon, but okay. I don't know too much about it because I'm like, Yu-Gi-Oh ruined my life.
What?
No, it's just like, I remember the good old days when my blue eyes was so good, and now it's like Machina Rabbit wins on turn zero. And I'm like, oh good. Why am I even playing this?
I like how they, in the commercial for it, there was like, and I summon Dark Magician and directly attack you. It's like, that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, that's not even a thing that people care about.
Yeah. John Hurt passed away. Age 77.
Wow.
What a legend.
Well, that was a pretty... Isn't like 7 an unlucky number?
No, 7's a lucky number.
Oh.
If he was 1,313 years old, that would have been unlucky.
That would have been very unlucky.
Yeah.
You know, they say that the blessing of immortality is one of the greatest curses of all time.
But he just lived a long life instead. Wait a minute. No, he didn't. He died at 77.
Okay.
What a legend.
What a guy.
Classic. What a classic.
Shout out to you. May your soul rest in peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Wii U production has officially been... Wii U also passed away this week.
Wii U also went rip. God rest the Wii U.
Goodbye.
Good riddance.
Amen. The founder of Pac-Man also passed away.
Was that the Wii U? Or was it John Hertz?
No, separate man.
Separate man?
Different man.
Oh. I was like, Seffert? What kind of name is Seffert?
Hello, my name is Seffert Man. Anyway, so he passed away, and he was quite old, but even still, Pac-Man is still one of the most successful franchises of all time.
I'd say.
So, good for him. The souls of hundreds of people are going to die soon. The Oscars list has been announced.
Yeah.
And it is pretty garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there weren't a lot of great movies this year.
We have, like, Fences, which was meh. Then Hidden Figures, which I've been told is incredible.
What about that one with Amy Adams? With
Arrival's up there for Best Picture.
Yeah.
What
about Star Wars?
No.
What about Baby Boss?
No.
Well, that's not even out yet.
Thank God.
I'm gonna see that movie.
Let's hope the world ends before
that. I will see that movie. I will come back from the dead, watch that movie if the world ends.
Deadpool. People are not happy that it didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty great.
It was.
It's the most successful R-rated movie of all time.
Yeah. Friggin' Deadpool.
I know you're not big into Deadpool.
Well, yeah, Deadpool just is like a really weird character. Oh, I saw this really, like, really sad post on Instagram that was like, Deadpool is never happy because he knows that he's a character for others' enjoyment.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'm going to cry now.
Yeah, he is a lot. He's pretty messed up.
Yep. Anyway, I thought that was weird.
That's why he doesn't take himself seriously, because he knows he's just going to come back.
Yeah. In the next issue.
Yeah. He's got issues.
He's got issues. Shoot, you beat me to it.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, so the Oscars, I'm pretty basically boycotting them this year because they're just garbage.
What? The Academy is full of a lot of talented people. I don't even
believe
that myself.
You want a little fact? Factoid? Yes.
Yeah.
So there are just over 6,000 people who vote on the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like 4,000 of them are older than they're older than 50, white, and males.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You don't even have proper representation of white males.
Good.
Like, what?
Good.
You want to be racist, do it right. And Pikachu DS is being released on February 24th.
Again?
Yeah, I know.
Which one?
It's big and bright, and the Pikachu is like in orange stencils.
That sounds dope.
It's got nothing on Pika Nipples.
Pika Nipples.
Which is a classic. I was looking for some comments about that on the Facebook post that Nintendo made, and it was like, someone was like, I already got one, thanks, Pika Nipples and all. It's like, my man.
My guy.
Okay, Infinity War has started filming for Marvel.
Avengers.
Infinity War.
Yeah.
So the only picture we've seen of it is all of the trailers, like where they're not like a movie trailer, but like they're inside their trailers, like the big boxes with wheels.
What the heck? This Pikachu DS looks dope.
Let me see.
Yeah, look at this thing.
No way.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
I mean, I like it. I'm not gonna buy one, but I like it.
Is it better than the other Pikachu one?
I'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the other one more.
Anyway, trailer parks.
Trailer parks. There's an entire trailer park, basically, that is dedicated to the stars of Infinity War.
Is that where they're filming?
Yeah.
So it's just going to be like them running around in trailers?
No, it's going to be all CGI, basically, because...
Thor is a trailer.
Yes.
Good. That's what I've always wanted.
That's now you know everything you need to know
about the Marvel universe.
Amen. Not the cinematic universe, the entire Marvel universe. All right.
Stanley is proud.
One last thing from my and possibly your childhood.
Okay.
Samurai Jack is coming back.
Yeah, Samurai Jack is back, brah.
Baby, he's back, baby. So that's quite exciting. It's going to be a new season. So mm-hmm. not like a revamp, but a continuation.
Right.
And that's in March. That's next month.
So the thing is, I was never allowed to watch Samurai Jack because too violent and I was a baby. And also, we didn't have Cartoon Network. And so instead, I watched a bunch of Cyber Chase. Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Cosmic world, creepy places that we've seen. We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4. Running in the Cyber Chase. We'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on. Just wait and see why the E-O-T. Which was an animation about people going into a computer and fighting computer viruses.
So be careful how many times you say Cyber Chase. Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get.
And then do math.
Because I'm going to insert the theme song every time we Good. Say Cyber Chase. There you go.
There you go.
One last piece of news wedge, and it is a biggie.
I have news wedge too.
Oh, well, you go first.
Okay. Emma Watson is not a CGI figment of our imagination.
What?
Yeah, it's something I found out recently.
What are you talking about?
I thought Emma Watson was not real.
What are you saying?
I didn't know she existed.
What are you talking about?
I thought she was the first CGI...
That's just not true.
...person to walk
That's your this news planet. Wedge?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that new Beauty and the Beast movie.
That she looks so fake in?
Huh?
She looks... She doesn't look real in that movie.
Oh.
What are you talking about, John?
I just found out that Emma Watson is a human.
That's not possible.
What are you saying?
No, what are you saying? You thought Emma Watson was a computer-generated human?
Yes. Anyway, what's your news wedge?
What?
Attica!
What the heck is happening? I refuse to believe that.
All right.
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Yep.
What's the guy's name? The guy who was in the movie with the first CGI human being, Emma Watson.
Yeah.
He's playing Gaston's little buddy.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? Josh
Groban.
Yes. Josh Groban. Let's go with that. So Josh Groban has been pastoring Daisy Ridley.
Wait a minute, are we talking about the guy who played Obi-Wan?
No.
Ewan McGregor?
No. I know Ewan McGregor.
I don't know. Okay, so Homeboy's been pest... I don't know who this is.
He's just some dude.
Okay.
They're in a movie together.
Oh, word?
The Orient Express. They're on the Orient Express together.
The Orient Express? Murder on the Orient Express?
Yeah, she's...
That's like one of my favorite movie or favorite books ever.
Well, they're doing it.
Yeah.
So there you go, man.
In fifth grade. Anyway, pestering Daisy Ridley.
Yeah,
about
so this
what?
Guy is pestering Daisy Ridley. So he's like, "Hey, Daisy, what's going on? I just wanted to ask you a question. So how's your day?" She's like, "Yeah, it's really good." And he cuts her off. He's like, "What does The Last Jedi mean? Is it multiple? Are you a Jedi? Is it just one Jedi?" And she's like, "I'm not going to answer these questions."
She was like, "Who's your father?"
Basically. And so she's been really good about not letting it out.
Luke, please don't be your father.
Please don't. Luke, please don't be your own father.
Yeah, time travel's weird.
Hugh Mark Hamill is another CGI human being.
Really?
Yeah, so he's not real.
Oh, no. I thought he was real.
No, he's not.
Dang it, Emma.
He does good work, though.
Yeah, he does. I mean, it's
for
really,
a CGI
it's really
human.
Amazing what we can do with technology.
What you and I can do.
Yeah, exactly. We can create actors and actresses that have publicity and stuff.
Yeah, like Emma General Watson. Tarkin.
And General Tarkin.
He was one of the first. That's why he was so bad.
He was a prototype model.
So we haven't really talked about The Last Jedi, I don't think.
No, we have not.
So what do you think of the name, just in general?
I think it's a pretty good name. I think it's talking about Luke, and maybe like a new Jedi Order is going to spring from Rey. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of the extended universe parts that they took, because they did say that Luke tried to train another generation of Jedi. I don't know if he met like his love interest or anything like that.
What's her name again?
I think it's like Mariah or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But they hinted at like him having an academy.
Well, because Kylo.
Yeah, and then Kylo like ripped it apart and like murdered everyone.
Yeah.
He was like, I want to be like grandpapa.
I want to be like my grandpapa. I want to be like my grandpapa.
And then we were like, what? And so Luke apparently got really sad and then just decided to go chill on an island for like 68 years. Rey was born and grew up, but we don't know if during the time... So if he was recreating a Jedi temple, in the Jedi path, it talks about, you know, the basically you can't have attachments as a Jedi, blah, blah, blah. But in that, the notations made by Luke say, like, I don't really believe this. Like, you know, if I hadn't met Mariah, like, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Mariah Carey.
And, you know, some of my greatest friends, you know, I am attached to.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's always been a great Jedi.
Right. And so I wonder if maybe he did away with that teaching and had a child. Mm-hmm. Right. Daisy Ridley said it's really obvious who her parents are. And so that makes me... That leads me to believe that it was Luke.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because of how simply they're making... How simple The Force Awakens was, you know, straightforward storyline.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see them doing any big twists.
Right.
Because, like, the Kylo Ren thing was supposed to be a twist, and it was like,
okay. Okay.
We guessed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
then he was like, bang, bang, dad. And dad was like, ugh, fall off a cliff.
I'm making so much money for this movie. I think The Last Jedi is Luke because they mentioned that in Force Awakens. They call him The Last Jedi. And I think that makes sense. The font is red. People were freaking out about it. What do you think?
It's interesting.
You think it's going to be... Because Clone Wars and I think The Empire Strikes Back was in red? Or something... Oh, I mean Return of the Jedi.
Maybe it's like prime numbers.
Wait. No. because Force Awakens and...
Nah, it's fine.
One and three.
Nah, it's okay.
Because what is number three? Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith.
That was in red.
That was in red.
And that, didn't go well for anybody.
Yeah, everyone was kind of getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah, there were no long sticks.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of tiny nub sticks.
Speaking of nub sticks, did you use... I saw a picture... of Anakin and Dooku fighting, and
oh,
it's a line that says, my powers have doubled since we last met, Count.
Times zero is still zero.
Second worst burns Anakin ever experienced.
Yeah.
I was like, "Duh!"
That was
hilarious. I'm so dumb.
I wish that line was in there.
That's so hilarious.
So I'm excited for it. We don't know a lot about it. I really hope Luke doesn't die.
Well, I kind of thought that when they started talking about 7, that they were just going to, you know, kind of usher in the new age with the old actors and actresses.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Solo died, when, you know, that happened, I was like, okay, so they're probably just going to get rid of...
They're going to do one per episode?
Or maybe, you know... Solo dies here.
This is Leia's last film.
Yeah, this is Leia's last film, and then
Leia and Anakin.
Leia and Anakin, dang it. Leia and Luke will die in this one, and then they'll just call it a day.
Oh, I think what's going to happen is Han Solo's film was 7, Leia's film is 8, Luke's last film is 9.
Is 9. That would make sense, too, because, you know, Luke is kind of, or is the main character of the...
Of 8.
Of, well, no, of
the original.
4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he would be around until the last one. So, I don't know. I'm also wishing that there would be a Han Solo and Obi-Wan movie, but we haven't really heard anything
about that. Han
Solo
movie's in production, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson is playing his mentor.
Okay.
I really don't like the idea of that Han Solo movie.
Really?
I really hate it, actually. I'm not excited for
it. What about Cassian?
Yeah.
Rip Cassian.
Yeah. What about, what's his name? Lando.
Yeah.
Calrissian?
Yeah.
Lando Calrissian is played by Donald Glover, which I can't think of a better casting situation.
Yeah.
The guy who's playing Han Solo, and he's got some weird name. I do not like him.
What about Cassian, though?
What about him? He's
Rip
dead.
Cassian!
You know, this was... Rogue One was his young movie.
Why didn't Cassian have a backstory movie attached to him? All I'm saying is this needs to become a Final Fantasy situation where they start turning out movies like pancakes.
No, please. Alden Ehrenreich is Han
good
Solo.
Old Alden. What a guy.
What a terrible name. Alden Ehrenreich.
Okay, so what do you think about Last Jedi?
I like the title a lot. Here's young Han Solo, by the way.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
This guy looks like that one jock from high school and Justin Bieber had a baby.
Exactly. I don't like him.
Well, maybe he's really good at acting.
He was in something. Let's find out what he was in.
Was it in The Backstreet Boys?
He was in Hail Caesar, Blue Jasmine... Dude, I'll tell you what he was in. Nothing. Bunch of trash. What are you doing over there? Mamma mia. Where did that come from?
I was talking about the Backstreet Boys, and for some reason I started singing ABBA.
That's ABBA, yeah.
Oh, good. Literally the polar opposite. Anyway.
Debatable. What are we talking about? Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Oh, I think Obi-Wan solo movie should be being made before the Han Solo movie.
I agree.
Especially not Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I don't...
Obi-Wan's...
I thought that I heard that the Obi-Wan movie was not happening anymore.
That's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
The Han Solo movie is being made right now.
He's sad.
Ewan McGregor's not getting any younger, people.
Yeah, I know. Come on, guys.
Hurry up.
You don't have a lot of time.
You know what?
He's already turning into a beast.
We're going to... Wait a minute. I think you mean a candle holder.
Oh, yeah. I mean a candle holder.
Honestly, he'd be a way better beast.
Thing, right?
Anyway.
Just want to see him pick up like a candlestick and be like, this is so uncivilized, and then shoot Grievous in the chest with it.
Wow. What are we talking about?
Brah, brah, brah.
Anyway, so I think he'll be great in Beauty and the Beast. Actually, no, I don't. That Beauty and the Beast movie, he's absolutely, hands down, the worst person in it. Because he cannot do a French accent.
But what about Emma
Watson?
He
sounds Mexican.
She's CGI.
But what if she's the one?
But the whole
You know what I mean, man?
Yeah. Essay.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah, dude.
But Cogsworth, what are you talking about, man?
That's so good.
And
I love
Ian McKellen's like, he never shuts up. It's like, yeah, I wish he would have shut up because his accent is wrong.
Good.
Oh,
he's also
my
like,
gosh.
Hey, I'm hanging out with the CGI person. No, I'm not.
You're Destiny. That makes no sense. Anyway, I'm going to have you explain that to me after.
I guarantee you, you will not be satisfied.
I will never be satisfied. Last Jedi, I think it looks good from what we've seen. And what we've seen is literally a giant text that says Star Wars and the Last Jedi.
We saw Luke riding around on Rey's back.
No, that was filming for Force Awakens.
Oh.
Get wrecked.
All right, so the Super Bowl. I have to
add in the cyberspace freaking theme.
Anyway, let's talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay, so on to our full topic, the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So who are you going for, the Falcons or the Patriots?
I'm going for the Falcons.
I'm going for the Patriots.
Nice.
You know how I know those two names?
Ow.
It's because I there were cookies for them at Crema.
Oh, good. Crema cookies.
Anyway, so...
I like the color blue more, but I also like the Dirty Birds.
Here's the deal about the Patriots, though.
What?
I mean, something the Falcons just lack is their defense. Falcons just push, and the Patriots are going to be able to catch them.
I think that if the Patriots play the long game and allow...
Well, yeah,
because,
okay,
like, if they wait it out, they should be able to make that to their advantage.
I think
the Patriots are going to... Or, no. Yeah.
The Falcons. You go for the Falcons.
Yeah, I think the Patriots are going to use all of their stamina up at the beginning.
Well, that's... I was just about to say, you can tell who's going to win with the... At least with the Patriots within that first quarter.
Yeah.
You know, first down, you can pretty much predict who's going to take home
and
the trophy.
Yeah, and it's really hard to say because sometimes, like, you know, you don't know who that first down player is going to be. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, they might be out for the rest of the game if there was a really hard first down.
Well, and, you know, with the Falcons, their track record this year is not, I mean, well, last year, it's the beginning of the new year.
Yeah.
It has not shown me results that I want.
The Patriots are
always on top, man.
But they are because
it's defense. They can catch anybody's moving line. It's crazy.
Okay, but that also has to take into consideration, like, the Falcons have a strategy behind what they do. They're not just like a bunch of big dudes. They use their big brains.
Well, they're probably the more clever team. I would totally agree with that, but I think honestly, I think going for the Falcons this time is just, it's a waste.
But the Falcons have better footwork.
Well, okay, just because they're faster doesn't mean anything. If you've got a defensive line you can't get through,
but the
that
Dukes,
speed is not going to help you
the
out.
The Dukes. All right, are we done pretending that we know anything about football?
I thought we sounded pretty good, but I Googled first down to remember what it was called.
I was like, what if somebody dies during the first down? Is that why they call it first down? First player to die?
First hawk down?
first falcon down.
Honestly, you and I know nothing about football. That's why I nearly lost it when I said that's when they get the trophy. Do they get a trophy? Or do they get a ring?
Rings?
Is it Heisman Trophy?
Heisman Trophy goes to the best player.
Oh, what? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I also think that might actually be in college football, but I don't know that for sure.
Honestly, well, I thought this discussion was good.
It was fruitful. It bears...
But their footwork.
But their footwork.
Okay, they're faster, sure, but...
They're playing the long game.
Dude, that is hilarious.
Anyway, so...
Well,
what do you think about Lady Gaga?
Is she singing the...
Halftime show.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
She's doing a halftime show.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who's singing the national anthem?
I don't know.
It's a man.
Nice.
It's the first man in, I think, 46 years.
Wow.
He's a country singer, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it George Strait?
Nope.
And I don't know him.
Okay. Then get out of my face.
But
Lady Gaga is fine, I guess.
The Skylar sisters are doing...
Skylar sisters?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
From Hamilton.
Oh, like the character's name are the Skylar sisters?
The character's names are the Skylar sisters.
So do you know the names of the humans?
Humans' names.
The CGI humans?
The CGI humans that were...
Lady Gaga's a CGI human as well.
Oh, yeah. That's why she wore meat dresses.
Yeah, because it's easy to, you know, just render that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, the Skylar sisters are singing America the Beautiful, I think, before the game today. That's what I'm most excited about.
Fair enough.
Because
I'm ready for the Puppy Bowl.
Literally everything about Hamilton.
Yes.
And the Puppy Bowl.
I love the Puppy Bowl.
I do too.
Man, I love it.
Man, I love it. I'll put that on my bread and toast it.
I did not know that it was the Super Bowl until you got here.
That's true.
And you're
true.
Like, it's a Super Bowl. And I'm like, a what?
A what?
Superman Bowl.
Super Bowls.
Anyway, so we're going to split early so you can watch Super Bowl. I can do something during the Super Bowl.
Like watch the Puppy Bowl?
Maybe.
Or, I don't know, juggle cacti?
Eat.
That too.
Eat the flesh of animals.
Nice.
Well, John, where can people find us?
They can find us on Instagram.
It's
on
true.
Twitter. On Facebook, you just look up the BSL Podcast or Bite Size Lemons.
Yeah, Bite Size Lemons will get you there fast.
And then the BSL Podcast is on our email as well as our Podomatic.
Yep. The BSL Podcast at gmail.com is how to reach us. If you want to tell us.
Shout out to Mr. Wong.
Shout out to Mr. Wong.
For commenting on your video.
Oh, Andrew Huang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote a rap about Beethoven.
Go listen to it.
Go listen to it. It's on my FB.
America.
It's on my FB.
FB.
Yeah, shout out to Huang. That was awesome. If you want to get in contact with us, we would love to hear from you. Tell us how accurately or inaccurately we described football.
Yeah.
I'd actually like to know.
I would too.
So.
I actually know quite a bit about football, but not like enough to where I want to put it out into the world.
Is Tom, not Tom Hardy.
Brady.
Tom Brady. Is he in the Patriots?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's the team I was going for.
Aye.
Because their defensive line, I mean, you just can't penetrate that.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, this has been
a pretty super episode, dude.
Super Bowl episode. Yep. Let's high five each other's hands. That was a bad high five. Yeah, one more time.
Hey, we did it.
That's pretty good. Bye, guys.
Bye.